Padre Island, waters were lapping up against a concrete barrier that ordinarily is separated from the Gulf of Mexico by about 150 yards of beach. Uganda's president says today's death of the nation's former dictator Idi Amin will signal the end of our bad past. Hospital officials in Saudi Arabia say Amin died in exile of kidney failure. He was believed to be 80 years old. This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
There's been more attacks and raids in response to them in Iraq. Reporting from Baghdad, Lourdes Navarro.
One U.S. soldier was wounded when attackers armed with a homemade bomb and rocket-propelled grenades hit a patrol in the town of Bakuba, 45 miles northeast of Baghdad. The soldier is in stable condition and is being treated at a combat hospital. Meanwhile, soldiers from the 4th Infantry Division in Tikrit conducted 11 raids across north-central Iraq, detaining 5 people, including 3 suspected regime loyalists. Also in Tikrit, a resident led soldiers to a bomb planted in a busy shopping street. Army explosives experts successfully defused it. Lourdes Navarro, Baghdad.
Security is tight as Indonesia prepares to celebrate its Independence Day tomorrow. Government officials are concerned this week's arrest of a suspected top Al-Qaeda terrorist will prompt more attacks against foreigners. For the latest news and analysis, simply log on your computer at www.irnnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free Better Sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
Problems are continuing when it comes to controlling the border. Here's IRN's John Russell.
Caving into protests over the arrest of a family of illegal aliens, the Border Patrol has ordered its patrolmen to stop arresting border jumpers except at the border and two checkpoints, one in Riverside and one in Orange. The directive came from Washington. Joseph Tesoro, president of Local 1613 of the National Border Patrol Council, says that, in general broad terms, it prevents agents from doing their jobs to the best of their ability. It basically ties their hands behind their backs. John Russell, IRN News.
The flow of Iraqi oil to Turkey is halted due to technical problems only 2 days after coming online. A Turkish energy official, speaking on condition of anonymity, blames telecommunications problems, but he dismissed the possibility of sabotage, which has plagued Iraq's pipelines for months. Max Factor heir Andrew Luster is being ordered to pay $19 million to a California woman he was convicted of drugging and raping 6 years ago. Authorities say he gave her the date rape drug GHB and then videotaped himself having sex with the unconscious woman in 1997. The judge said he wanted to send a message to deter anyone who might be contemplating similar assaults. Luster was convicted in absentia of drugging and raping 3 women at his home northwest of Los Angeles. A bounty hunter captured him in Mexico after he jumped bail during his trial. More news at the bottom of the hour, along with an IRN business news update. I'm Richard Stewart. That's news from IRN.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Yes, the crazy boys are back. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backes and Stephen Pickford in studio, also with photographer Ellis Hobel, who returns to join us once again. Welcome back to Travel World, Ella.
Thank you.
And glad to be here again this morning on Travel World. Stephen Pickford with you on the CAB Radio Network. And last week we were up on the shores of Lac Toro in northern Quebec, the freshwater shores. Today we're down to the saltwater shores of the state of New Jersey with Sam Shore, the general manager of the Ocean Place Resort and Spa. Welcome to Travel World, Sam.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
What is it like this morning on the New Jersey shore?
The Jersey shore is absolutely fabulous this year, and it's we have 150 feet of beautiful white sand beach. It's manicured daily. It's over 7 miles long. It we look like Miami Beach.
I'm looking here at some pictures of the property, and people think of the New Jersey Shore, and they're just motels and some B&Bs. You are a full-service, 250-plus room property.
Oh, absolutely. We're a 12-story, actually the only 12-story high-rise full-service resort and spa on the beach here in Long Branch. We have over 42,000 square feet of meeting space and event space. We do lots of weddings. We are pretty much the wedding capital here on the North Jersey Shore. And also, we do them on the beach as well, so they're quite exquisite.
Now, Long Branch is exactly where in relation, for example, to New York City?
Long Branch, to get from New York City to Long Branch is very convenient. We're here by train. It's a one-hour train ride from Penn Station on 34th Street in Manhattan. We can also access New York City directly by the Parkway, and that's about an hour and 15-minute drive from downtown. And also we have what is called the Fast Ferries down at Battery Park and over on the east side. And they land about 15 minutes from the hotel at the Atlantic Highlands. And it takes about a 45-minute ride. So it's a nice way to go by the Statue of Liberty. It's a great ride.
And a lot of time to just relax and take in the scenery as you get there. Only you're on a 45-minute ride as well from Newark Airport, which is within 2 to 3 hours flying time from pretty well anywhere east of the Mississippi.
Exactly. So we do provide airport transportation, so it's very, very easy to get to the resort. Newark is a great airport as well.
Now, people looking for a meeting venue, that meeting space combines the best of both worlds because you've got the beach location and state-of-the-art technology and business facilities.
Absolutely. We have high-speed internet access and wireless in our meeting space. We also have a state-of-the-art multimedia center. We can basically produce a video or music. It's very, very high-tech equipment that we have there.
This has led your property to win a number of awards from leading trade journals over the past few years.
Yes, we do. We are the one of the favorite meeting places for businesses, not only from around the world, but specifically in the Northeast Corridor here. We are a great location for that, and we have been recognized as well.
Now, if people come down with their family or with their spouse, some people go to the meetings, but you've got that beautiful spa at Ocean Place right on site.
Absolutely. We have the largest spa between New York City and Atlantic City. We have over 14 treatment rooms. We have Vichy rooms. We have microdermabrasion. We have all of the latest in day spa treatments.
I'm looking here, more than 30 body treatments for men and women with tailored overnight and day spa packages available. I mean, just thinking about that, I just want to come down there.
It's really fabulous. And one of the things that we have going on here, which is really fantastic, is we have a lot of people come in from the city, girlfriends, they take a weekend, they come in, they have one of our overnight spa treatments, they get all of their meals, and they just get pampered beyond belief.
Oh, just wonderful. You have a retail boutique there that can replicate the experience at home by taking home some of the supplies and enjoy themselves at home.
Absolutely, and that's one of the strongest points that we have here is that all of the various products that we use for our treatments, we offer for sale so people can take that experience home with them.
Part of the relaxation experience when you go to a beachfront resort like the Ocean Place Resort is the dining, and you've got a variety of some great restaurants on site.
Absolutely. We start off with our Captain's Quarter and Mariner's Lounge, which is often referred to as our pub. It's light dining, but great food that comes out of the kitchen, done very nice bistro-style setting. We also have some pool tables in there for people to relax between courses to shoot a game of billiards, which is great. and nice soft couches overlooking the ocean for a cocktail and just to take in all of the sights. In addition to that, we have our Ocean View Dining Room, which has a fabulous view of the Jersey Shore. And there we serve sumptuous buffets for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And also we have an a la carte menu that accompanies that. In the future, within the next couple of months, we'll be opening up another dining venue, which is our Palm Court, which will be our signature restaurant. And so we're very excited about that. And who cannot pass up room service? Overlooking your balcony over the shore, having a nice breakfast or a romantic dinner, it's spectacular.
Now, for the meetings on site or if you're having a wedding or other group function, you have a specialty kitchen that really can cater to them as well.
Absolutely. We spent close to over $200,000 putting together specialty kitchen, which allows us to have various ethnic foods that we can serve out of there. And when people have specific dietary needs, we can take care of that for them.
Because there's a large number of your clientele come from the Orthodox Jewish population, greater New York City.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, we also have a lot of our clients are of Indian descent, and they also have specific dietary needs. So we're able to handle several different type of ethnic foods out of there with their dietary needs.
Now, this time of year, what would be the water temperature of the Atlantic Ocean outside of the property?
Well, the water temperature here is a balmy 70 degrees. It doesn't get much above that. It can get up to about 72, 74, but generally stays around 70 degrees during the summer.
Now, what is your length of your season? As of what month is it beautiful beach weather, and until what month would somebody be able to walk on the beach or go into the ocean?
Well, you know, here on the North Jersey Shore, the access to the water and the lovely weather really extends into the first part of November. In terms of the vacationing season, it generally runs from Memorial Day, which is the end of May, to Labor Day, which is the beginning of September. The weekends for September, October, November are generally packed with people coming in from the city and enjoying a weekend getaway. And then during the weekday, that's when we have a tremendous amount of our meeting and event business as well.
Well, I know I rescheduled my trip from this weekend, and I guess I'm kind of glad I did in retrospect because I missed the power outage throughout the Northeast.
And so did we.
You didn't lose any power down there.
And so did we. We're very fortunate that this portion of the Jersey Shore is not serviced by the Niagara Mohawk power grid, and the lights flickered for less than a second, and we were A-OK, and then we watched CNN and said, oh, my God, the city just went dark.
Oh, well, at least, well, I would have probably got into it a bit Newark Airport, so I would have had a bit of it. But I'm looking forward to getting down there the first weekend in October, taking advantage of the great sort of Indian summer weather that you mentioned and walking on the beach and enjoying those particular amenities.
Yes.
We're talking today with Sam Shore from the Ocean Place Resort and Spa. When we come back, more things to see and do on the New Jersey Shore, some of Sam's favorite things that he'd recommend to visitors to the area to partake in. The toll-free number for the Ocean Place Resort and Spa is 1-800-411-6493 on the internet at www.oceanplace.com as part of our 99 days of summer continue here on Travel World, home station WXCT AM 990 in Hartford, Southington, and across America via satellite on the CAB radio network. It's been a great summer so far, and looking forward to the summer months as we progress and have fun and enjoy ourselves. That's all part of it right here on Travel World.
Stay tuned following the break. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour.
This is your engine at 55 towing a trailer. Uphill. With the air conditioning on. Hear the difference? Most times you just can't hear how hard your engine is working. And today's harder working engines run hotter than ever. That's why you need Castrol GTX, the oil that provides maximum protection against viscosity and thermal breakdown. Get Castrol GTX. Oil as advanced as your engine.
Today's lesson.
Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, Cugino's is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying Cugino's too. Cugino's, it's Italian for the best food in town.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Yeah, just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
Your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain while school.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. 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 I'm calling about the vacancy.
Yeah. It's a small room. $300.
No. I don't want a room. I want a colon.
Huh?
What do you got? Biscuits in your ears? I said I'm looking for a colon.
Come again.
I'm a polyp. A big red colon polyp. And I want to move into a colon.
You're what?
I'm looking for a colon. Can't you hear me? Maybe I should talk louder.
Nobody should live with a colon polyp. They can lead to colon cancer, and you can have one and not even know it. But remove the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts. Just ask your doctor for a test. It's that simple. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure.
I don't have time for this.
Come on, everybody wins here. I get a colon and you get a pal. Work with me.
Don't need no friends. Goodbye.
I need housing.
For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or go to cancer.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX. It's hard to hold on when there's no one to lean on. Hey, everybody lived through the rain. Lord, I gotta keep the faith. Hey, don't you know you're lost in the rain? Now we gotta keep
Yes. Our New Jersey theme song. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickard, Alice Sobel in studio, talking about this terrific resort, Steve.
Yes, the Ocean Place Resort and Spa in Long Branch, New Jersey. You're an hour south of New York City, 45 minutes from Newark International Airport. Speaking today with Sam Shore, the general manager of the Ocean Place Resort, the only destination resort spa between Manhattan and Atlantic City. Now, Sam, if somebody comes to the Ocean Place Resort, what else is there to do in the area?
Well, we have a lot of great activities for our guests to do and also for people who are attending meetings. We start off at the beach where we have full beach services, which is fantastic. We have a lot of water toys out there for our guests to participate in. We have water bikes, sea kayaks, paddle boats, and full service down there, as well as lounge chairs and umbrellas so people can stay out of the sun and not get too burnt up, but enjoy a nice Jersey Shore tan. In addition to that, we've got Monmouth Park Racetrack, which is a thoroughbred racing venue. that is within 3 minutes from the hotel, which has the world-famous Haskell race, which we just had 2 weekends ago, and that is the highest purse race in the state of New Jersey, and that happens right here in our backyard. We're excited about that. We have fabulous golf courses that all are within a 10 to 15-minute drive, which we provide complimentary carriage to. And we also have Six Flags Amusement Park, which is about a half an hour away, which is great for the kids and the family. We also have lots of nightlife that goes on around this area within a short drive, wonderful restaurants and clubs for people to participate in as well. There's horseback riding. It's just boating, fishing, just tremendous amount of activity to do here on the shore.
Now, somebody at the hotel can keep up with their fitness regimen with the on-site fitness center.
Oh, our fitness center is absolutely spectacular. It's on the second level of the hotel. It is completely glassed in with a view of the Jersey Shore and the Atlantic Ocean. And so when you're on your treadmill or your elliptical trainer or doing the free weights or the machines that we have, you just have a spectacular view to take in.
And then you combine that with your indoor and outdoor pools and whirlpool and sauna. Hey, everything is right there.
Every pool has a jacuzzi attached to it, whether it's the indoor pool or the outdoor pool. And we also have steam and sauna available as well for all of our guests.
Now, when you talked about the spa earlier, what is your personal favorite treatment when you go to the spa?
Well, I think the most interesting treatment is reflexology. And that's the treatment of the feet, and it affects your entire body. It's very interesting.
It's wonderful. I really enjoy that myself.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's funny.
It's almost like acupuncture, but with massage.
It's funny you say that, because when we were up in the Catskills not too long ago, they were mentioning to us that was probably the most in-demand service these days when it comes to the different spas. It's the most fastest growing.
It is. And we also do body buffs and C-wraps and aromatherapy oils, and microdermabrasion is very, very popular. Facials are something that everyone, and what's interesting that we're seeing is more and more men are going for the facial treatments.
Well, I think also it's a whole concept of today's society is the stress. It's a stress reliever to go to a spa.
Sure, and everybody just wants to look great and feel great.
Well, there's nothing wrong with getting a little bit pampered, too.
That's right.
It's a great way to spend the day.
Even. Sure.
Now, you're mentioning also that you had the Vichy table available as well, which Ella experienced while we were up in the Catskills.
I did.
And I would imagine you also have a hydrotherapy tank kicking around?
Yes, we do. We have several hydrotherapy treatments that we do for both men and women in both sides of our spa treatment area, so they can have the privacy of that as well.
Nice thing about that particular treatment, I mean, picture a racing car seat that you sit down in, which with essentially about 100 or 200 jets inside there, and you get these pulsating jets all over you. I mean, that's fun. For me, when I was sitting inside there, it felt a little bit like I was being put in a cauldron, you know. They were going to explain to me the unfortunate food shortage of the Catskills later on.
Willem thought he was Chicken Little.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
But it's still, I mean, it was unbelievably relaxing. After that, we went into this wave pool where they had you know, one of these machines that generates a water flow, and it's almost like a water treadmill. Now, do you have one of those things kicking around?
We don't have any of that, but what we do provide is we do have personal training, and we do water aerobics so that people can go into our indoor pool with instruction. And we do provide that type of exercise activity.
So you can actually make an appointment with one of your own personal trainers while you're there if you want to just keep up with either a fitness regimen or something?
That's absolutely correct.
And what kind of, now, the training center, the fitness center that you have at the hotel, what kind of equipment do you have?
It is Cybex equipment. It's less than a year old. It's very, very well maintained. And we have over 30 pieces of equipment in there.
So actually, you've got something full there. You can actually continue with whatever program that you're on. Okay. Or you can just soak in the pool like me and Steve like to do.
Absolutely.
What I also think is nice is you have the meeting area so people can come down there on business, yet they can still take the opportunity to relax and even add on a couple of days for the weekend, enjoy the beach, enjoy the sights, and basically kick back and really have a good time.
Sure, that's a great point. And what we're finding more and more is that people are adding on that extra day up front or on the end of their meeting experience and taking advantage of everything that we have to offer here, all of the facilities and all of the activities that are going on. Oh. We've also started our children's program, and that has been very, very well received as well.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you, you touched on it earlier, was the high-speed internet and, of course, the wireless internet. You hear more and more talk these days, technologically speaking, of hotspots, the so-called hotspots. You can buy one of these new laptops with the new Intel Centrino, and you just walk into the place, and if you've got the hotspot in your hotel, you need to do nothing else. You're automatically connected to the network.
Absolutely. And that's a great feature that we offer for all of our guests, whether they're here for a weekend getaway and just want to plug into their email to see what's going on, or for a business group meeting here as well.
Well, that's an important thing, because oftentimes you can attract different kinds of business clientele, but if you're in an industry where you need to stay connected and you have to have some kind of laptop computer available to you, your resort is probably the best place to go in order to have your retreat, because not only do you have the facilities available to conduct the business that you need to, but you can also relax and de-stress yourself at the spa or also at the beach.
Sure, and what we find more and more is that people are plugged in or online for either personal or business use all the time. They're checking for business activity or for family matters or things like that. And this gives them the ability to do that in a very easy and cost-effective way.
I would imagine you also have the data ports on your telephones that people do. But in your own rooms, are you available to get high-speed internet there?
We do not have high-speed internet access into the guest rooms at this point in time. We are working on that, and we hope to have that in place within the next 6 months.
But at least at the business center, I could bring my own laptop and then connect high-speed.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's part of one of the interesting things that you would want to do while you're on a resort like that.
Absolutely.
Now, I think, as well, people want the convenience of being able to find a place like the Ocean Place and get to it easily. We talked about it's only 45 minutes from Newark Airport, so you're not arriving and having to spend hours on some back road to get to some place in the middle of nowhere. You're nearby a number of other restaurants and attractions in the area, and you can combine as little or as much as you want to do with the beach, the fitness center, the spa. Hey, make it a combination of business and pleasure. Why would you want to go home a day or two early when you can just sit back and enjoy all that the Ocean Place Resort has to offer?
Yeah, this is an excellent point, and we're finding more and more of our guests are taking advantage of that because of the time crunch. You know, the ability to take that vacation where you're away for weeks at a time just really doesn't work with our fast-paced lifestyle. But for those short getaways or adding a day or two onto a meeting is working out just great for people.
Or somebody's coming into New York City on business or to visit the city itself, add on a day or two and combine it with a beach vacation at a major property with fine accommodations, great food, activities right nearby, 1 hour by train away.
Mm-hmm. It is spectacular.
It's also nice because you get a weekend, and with, like you mentioned, our high-stress lives, even to get away for one day, maybe two, does a person a world of good. And if you're already there on business, why not do it?
And we're finding that. And what we're so successful at, just because of that, is we find that people come back over and over again just for that one or two nights. They're coming from New York City, from Manhattan. They're coming from Brooklyn, from Queens, from Long Island. And it's the same people that we're seeing all year round that are coming over for those quick one- or two-day getaways.
The rise in the extended weekend getaway, which is making the Ocean Place Resort and Spa the place to get away to. The beachfront property is the only destination resort spa between Manhattan and Atlantic City. Speaking this morning with Sam Shore, the general manager of the Ocean Place Resort. Thanks for joining us today on Travel World, Sam.
Been my pleasure.
And the number to call, the Ocean Place, 1-800-411-6493, on the internet at www.oceanplace.com. And when we come back here on Travel World, traveling with your dog this summertime, the 99 days of summer continue. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Stay tuned for the break, and of course, hopefully another one of those live remotes over at the car wash, hoping that there's lots of great bikini-clad babes that Stephen and I would probably be leering at right around now. Well, stay tuned.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Duty. Honor. Country. These three words define who we are. Duty. friends and neighbors united for the common good, in service to others, and for the benefit of all. Honor, the deep-rooted faith that selfless dedication to a noble cause is right, just, and good. Country, a solemn vow volunteered to support our nation's people during desperate times. Mercy, in the midst of nature's wrath. Hope, when all seems lost. Duty, honor, country. We're the Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD.
In the Army National Guard, you can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Good. Things are going really, really well. We're out here today on a gorgeous day trying to raise some money for our Apple Harvest Coastal Scholarship Fund.
Are they expecting a big turnout?
Yeah, I mean, from the looks of it, people are really interested in coming down and supporting the hostesses. It's $5 for the car wash, and it includes service with a smile from these wonderful girls.
That's great. That's great. I see a lot of cars coming, and they must be happy.
Oh, they definitely are. I think everyone's just been so cooped up with the rain that they're ready to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather and everything. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone down here.
That's great. Well, we're all down here at the old police station here in Southern Kent. So come on down, get your car washed, make it look nice and clean for the rest of the summer, because we all know that the winter's going to be just around the corner, and you won't be able to wash it with all the salt and sand. Back to the studio. This has been Kirsten Mead reporting live for WXDC.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Was a quick break. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford and Ella Zobel in the studio. So, like they say, keep your car clean. You know, when they get out, they're going to go, see, it's nice and clean, although it looks like you are driving a machine. Not quite that way, is it?
No.
Anyway.
As karaoke hour continues, I think you can take over. You can be right on after Math Medley on WARL.
I think Willem's got to go watch those reruns again.
I wonder what Math Medley is like. Would it be a little bit like University of the Air, but make University of the Air look like Fear Factor?
I don't know. We're not getting back to topic at hand here. Yes, otherwise we'll say something we shouldn't say. Professional dog trainer Dwayne Overturf is with us on the line now, and traveling this summertime with your dog. Dwayne, what are some of the secrets that you'd like to share with us on how to have a successful vacation with your dog, right? So you don't come home and say, ready to throttle him.
Well, primarily I'd say just be prepared. Know that there's a few things that you really should do in advance of leaving on a trip, such as making sure that the place you're going is going to allow pets, or that they're not booked up for pets if you are going someplace that allows pets but only has a certain number of places to allow them. That would be one major tip. And also just to be safe in the car. I think it's really important. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of people having their dogs loose in the car, being in an accident, and having the car doors opened and their dogs running out onto the highway or something else. So keeping your dog harnessed or in a crate in the car would also be really important, I feel.
Now, animals are creatures of behavior, and they don't like a lot of change, so I guess keep them to as much as possible their day-to-day routine.
Absolutely. Bring the food that they're used to eating. You never know what you might come in contact with out there, and not be able to find the food that they're used to and upset them. They also would prefer it if you brought their own bed, so they have something comfortable to sleep on that they're used to in a new place. Yeah, they're definitely creatures of habit.
Now, in the car, people sometimes leave them in the car much too long and don't give them a chance to get some exercise or get a little bit of a break from those confines.
Actually, there's two things about that. Making sure that you stop often enough for them to relieve themselves and have a little water. That's real important. Also, not leaving your dog locked in the car. Most people don't realize how fast the car can heat up. Even if the windows are slightly down, the car can easily get way past 120 degrees in just a matter of minutes. And with those windows completely up, cars are easy to get over 140, 160.
And dogs don't sweat. I mean, they have to pant in order to cool their bodies down. The poor animals can really, really suffer in that way. I mean, for myself, whenever I'm traveling and I have to park and leave him in there, I leave the windows a good distance open, but I make sure if I can, I either park it in the shade, or if not, I just take him with me on the lead. I mean, there's something...
Yeah, taking him is the best. Getting him out of a car...
Oh, sure.
For sure.
Now, yeah, you also, every year we see pets get lost, and you see an ad in the paper and say, you know, our dog is lost. But people don't know. They may find a dog, and they don't know where to return him to because he has no identification.
Another major problem. That's a problem not just with traveling pets, but pets even at their own homes that get loose.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, always having some kind of identification on the dog. I think it's smart if you're traveling and you're carrying a cell phone, that that be the number you have on the collar is your cell phone number, not just your home number.
Well, one that works everywhere. And Dwayne, what do you think about things like PetNet? My own dog, I had him. It's a little chip they implant in his shoulder and a tag that you put on. So no matter where he is, they'll be able to find you.
Sure. Any kind of microchip... identification is real handy. If people live in an area where they have that with their vet, they can go and scan the dog and know right away where the dog belongs with the contact.
I think a word, of course, to the wise, whenever you are traveling with your pet, if at all possible, to bring someone with you, if you know you're going to have to go either on a very long journey or something, because you can at least tag team it. I mean, if you must drive alone, pick a route where you can actually stop off and stuff. It changes the entire way that you plan things. You have to keep your best friend in consideration.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely true.
How often would you recommend stopping so you can take your dog out for a walk? And
it depends on the age of the dog, but generally every 2 hours if it's a really young dog, and every 3 hours to 4 hours.
Well, like you say, the dogs are creatures of habit. So you go by what are your dog's normal habits anyway, and some dogs are not that great travelers when it comes to the car. I mean, I'm fortunate. My own dog, he just lies down in the back when he knows the car is moving, and he just looks at me and says, yeah, wake me up when we're there. On the other hand,
I'd say that's a good traveler.
Well, yeah, he is. I mean, his predecessor, Seamus, used to sit up and watch where we drove. And, you know, mm-hmm. if it was always the same way, he knew the way. And if we took a different road, he would just go nuts. He says, no, you're supposed to turn left, not right. And that was actually quite funny when we were traveling with Seamus. But,
so he actually knew the route.
Well, you know, the dogs are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. And, yeah, indeed, they start remembering which way they went. My own dog, Robbie, in the car, he just tends to, he wants to lie down in the back and that's it. But another one of the things is that when he is traveling, his favorite game is catch me if you can. He doesn't realize that it's not so funny to me when later on when we're camping someplace that we get a call from somebody 2 houses down and says, your dog just decided to go for a swim in our pool. which is why we've got this tag that we had specially engraved with my cell phone number, and I made sure that I don't go anywhere unless this phone will work where we're going.
Right.
It's the most distressing thing that you can't find your pet. I don't know, do you know of any other devices or things that you could put on your pet to help locate them if they do happen to bolt?
Well, if your dog is local, there are types of equipment that hunters use with their dogs that helps them locate their beeper collars. Your dog would need to be close enough that you could hear something like that. Other than that, there really isn't. You know, good obedience makes a huge difference, knowing your dog doesn't roam. Well, Dwayne, and taking precautions if you know that you have those kind of problems.
What would you do, Dwayne, though, if you got a dog like that? I mean, Robbie, when he's walking, when he heals on the left with me, he's one of the best walkers in the world. But something just snaps in him. He's maybe 10 feet away, and then he knows, hey, I'm off-leash. And then he'll just go, pow, and that's it.
Yeah, off-leash training is the key, and there's no substitute for good off-leash training. The once you have a dog who is well-trained off-leash, and if you've used any of the off-leash training tools that are out there to do it, you have a dog who's basically literate and knows that off the leash, nothing is any different than on the leash, that they still need to look to you for their guidance on what's allowed and not allowed.
Well, that's an important point you bring up, dog training, because a lot of people say, oh, I don't need to train my dog. My dog knows what he wants. But it's also as much for your dog's happiness as well as your dog's being able to, well, get your dog and stuff. Seamus was our first dog that we ever took to training, and we went, you know, kindergarten puppy training, basic, advanced basic, and our experience with Seamus was so much better than the previous dog. Robbie, the same thing. He went through advanced basic, and it's almost like we understand one another now, and people look at me and they say I just went to the dogs, but, you know, a few words on that from you.
I'm sorry, I missed you.
What would you say further for, you know, helping people locate a training center or in their area or a dog trainer in their area?
Well, personally, I do only private type lessons. I think every dog is kind of an individual, and since half of the training is going to be training an owner, most people need enough guidance that a private course is going to work the best. And just to interview some people, get some references of people that they've trained, hopefully of similar types of dogs, so they're not just giving you somebody that they always give out that's a close friend. That way there you can kind of be sure you're getting a good reference. And interview a few people. Find somebody that you click with, that you get along with, that you have kind of similar philosophies. I don't train with only one technique. I train with lots of techniques to try to measure the dog and the person together and find what's going to work best for both of them.
Yeah, like you say, it's one of the things I've experienced through my own dog training life with the dogs that I've had. It's a lot of getting to know your own pet, but getting to know yourself better. And so when your dog understands what you want, your dog is a lot happier. And will actually, because most dogs do, they just want to please. They want their owner smiling and happy. You know, they're not there to antagonize you. And
They're there for your happiness and their happiness, and it works together.
Exactly. Well, that's what training has done for me. Now, when I travel with Robbie, because of the problem with him bolting, which I haven't solved yet, at the very least, when he's on leash, he's like gold, and I have a very long leash. So when we go up to the country, something like that, I just make sure that he is, and then he's fine. Like when he's in my backyard and he knows it's fenced around because he knows there's a fence, then he's fine. I call him, he comes, And sometimes he'll play, like he'll pretend not to listen, but I know he's just playing with me. It's funny how you can have this relationship with your pet where the pet will now start playing games with you. They'll initiate the game.
Well, we often wonder who trains who.
That's a good point, too. Most people don't realize that every interaction they have with their dog is in some way or another a training situation, and so many times people are reacting to the things their dogs do that are not necessarily things that they want them to do, but they react to them and get the dog thinking that that behavior is useful. So it becomes more and more common for the dog to do, even if it's something that people don't want the dog doing.
Ellen makes a good point, though. It's like who's training whom. My own dog, I see him training my friends, and he'll, it's a conditioned response, is what training is, and he gets them to do things, and I see the look in his face that he says, see, there's a new recruit. And I go, no, no, here it comes again. But it's all part of life with a dog.
And a lot of tips and a lot of suggestions to think about.
The one thing I'd like to leave you with is a lot of people think training is you know, teaching a dog all kinds of restrictions and things and look at it from the negative. But all of the dogs that I train who end up off-leash trained have far more freedoms than those dogs who can only be trusted when they're on that short leash. Training opens up a whole new realm of possibilities with your dog.
And a lot of fun with your animal this summertime. We'll be right back on Travel World. Thanks, Dwayne Overter from Los Angeles, joining this morning.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Oh, how I love pizza. Let me count the ways. Cheesy mozzarella, thick sauce, pepperoni, sausage and mushrooms too. Don't forget onions and olives, plus green and red bell peppers sprinkled with fresh garlic. Now that makes a pizza. Okay, that's my kind of pizza. Yours may be ham and pineapple, or maybe you like eggplant on your pizza. My point is that searching for a great pizza can turn into a lifelong quest. Well, those at 378 North Main Street in Southington. Handmade dough, the finest ingredients, and best customer service all make a great formula for the best pizza around. Ask for Chris and tell him you heard this ad, and he'll give you the radio discount. Having a party or maybe just a get-together that you don't want to cook for? Rinaldo's caters all kinds of events like weddings, stag parties, graduation, and birthday parties. We're talking chicken marsala, eggplant, or chicken parmesan, just to name a few of the items on the menu. Big or small, let Rinaldo's cater your special event. Call Rinaldo's at 860-621-6005 or stop by at 378 North Main Street in Southington.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
AIDS has created over 14 million orphans worldwide. That's the equivalent of every child under 5 in America, with nobody to watch over them. To help, please go to apathyislethal.org. AIDS is preventable. Apathy is lethal.
Brought to you by the United Nations Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Kurt Schmid reporting live down at the old police station here, where they're having a nice little car wash so you can get your car clean. Make it clean for the rest of the summer. Yeah, rest of the summer. Summer's coming to a close, so you better get your car washed. Hey, we got gift certificates to give away. 4 reserved seats to the Rock Cap to the first 50 people who come down here and say that they have heard us broadcasting live here at the old police station here in Southern. So it's a gift certificate for 4 reserved seats to the Rock Cat, and it's good until August 27th, which is their last home game. So you better make it quick, get down here, mention that you heard us down here broadcasting live here at the old police station, and you'll get some gift certificates to the Rock Cat, all courtesy of WXCT AM 990. So come on down, and it looks like a big band is called in, so they got a lot of work to do. So you better get down here pretty quick, okay? You got to come down here, get it done, get your car washed, and, you know, it's worth it, it's only $5. So come on down and get your car washed. And I think I'm going to get mine too, seeing that it's a little dirty. Okay? Back to the studio.
News, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Me mind on fire, me soul on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot. Party people all around me feeling hot, hot,
I have a little
hot.
Party music for that great car wash. You got to go and...
See Kurt, yeah.
Yeah, you got to go see Kurt and all the bikini-clad babes that are all around him. And, you know, even if it's just your mind that's dirty and not your car, go get your car washed and go back and have it washed again, because you got to support Kurt and WXCT right down at the old police station in Southington.
And if you're feeling hot, 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 maybe you can get a nice cool shower while you're there, too.
Oh, I'm sure they'll hose you down all right.
$5, I... Hey, we get an outdoor shower. One of those rain showers we used to have. Like sometimes they have those outdoor showers in Arizona in some hotels we've stayed at where you can take your shower outdoors under the stars and at nighttime.
Spa resorts and stuff. Welcome back to Travel World. It's Will and back as Stephen Pickford and Alice Oba, the photographer, back in studio with us following another great hot summer day. Last week we were up at Lake Toro where we took the pedal boats all the way around the island on the sandbar. A nice, beautiful quiet weekend once again. Sitting out, we took that little boat ride out through the rest of the lake.
Oh, yes, and we enjoyed that because we knew from experience that A, sitting in the back of the boat was a smoother ride, and two, we were under the canopy because we were 500 feet from the dock when our three friends who came up, three fans of the show,
Henry
and
Andre.
Andre and Yvonne, they drove up, got up at 3 in the morning, drive up, listen to the show.
Yeah.
I didn't have the heart to tell them, you know, that you can actually listen on the internet now, one of our affiliate stations out in Providence on power1320.com. They can listen at home. But no, they love us so much, they drove up to watch the show.
They videoed it. So we'll have a videotape soon available of that particular broadcast up at Lake Toro. The thing about it is that last year we were broadcasting as well in French on CJMS. So we did Travel World in English and in French, which is kind of cool. And Henry was one of the guys who did the videoing for the restaurant that actually sponsored this show, somewhere where we got to take Charlie and Kurt and JR if they join us up here. And
once they finished with the car wash, that is.
Well, no, listen. What, after
they have to have a clean car when they drive up here.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the WXCT van needs to be washed too. Hint, hint. But
and they can come up and do a remote. The best morning show in Hartford will be live on location.
Oh yeah, we're coming down Connecticut and Rhode Island because we're going to come down to Southington once again this year. Of course.
Mark it on your calendars. We'll be down. Now we're leaving here. It's on the 18th of September, so we'll be down in Southington on the morning of Friday, the 19th of September, and then on the 20th on Friday in Providence visiting.
You know, maybe if we ask really nice, some of these lovely ladies who are washing their cars at this very moment in time will come and wash our car.
Well, it'll be a rental car, so we can return it as dirty as possible, but...
Well, that's what most people do, but it ain't the car that's dirty, it's my mind.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't think there's anything. No, I think Procter & Gamble and Lever Brothers have a few products to clean your mind. Yes.
I don't even think so.
There ain't enough soap in the world.
But I'm willing to buy that soap.
Now, that's why they bought that twin. They built that big twin craft factory in Williston, Vermont. Yes, yes.
Well, yeah, of course. But I'm willing to try.
Oh, try anything. Yes. Well, you're an adventurous gentleman, and that's what draws you to the world of travel.
Well, and he has an open mind.
So adventurous, of course, that when one of our traveling companions suggested that she wanted to go on a safari in Africa. I said, well, be my guest. And she wanted to go sleep with one of the tribes. And I said to myself, you know what? I went and saw the IMAX movie of the Serengeti. It's about as close.
Yes, I saw that too. Excellent.
About as close as I want to get to Africa. But, you know, it doesn't mean that other people can't enjoy
an
exotic safari destination like that. Immediately, we thought of Ella here, who's frequently being asked to be put into dangerous situations. So we gladly oblige her. You know, put her in, we want to send her to Beirut or something. And actually, Hudson Foga, one of our correspondents up here in Montreal, has expressed an interest in going to Machu Picchu. And,
that's where I'd like to go.
Yeah, well, you know.
Probably fall off the mountain.
One-way ticket. Well, if I have anything to do with it, yeah.
Kind of like the hammock in the Catskills, Willem?
Yeah, well, we'll assign you, Ella. Oh,
tell the story. Why don't you tell
that's
that?
That's an
about
interesting
the
story, yes.
I had just finished my wonderful Vichy massage, and I was feeling oh so relaxed, so I casually strolled out into the back area of the spa and found myself a hammock and laid down. It was very peaceful. Closed my eyes, and I was just about to drift off to sleep when the next thing you know, I was flopped on the ground with a little shriek. Everyone that was out on their lunch break outside was staring at me, having a great laugh, thanks to my dear friend Willem Backus, who, obviously, if you haven't figured it out by now, toppled me over because I looked much too peaceful for his tastes.
I can't resist watching somebody looking a bit too peaceful in a hammock. Of course, there was a lot of the personnel at the hotel that we were at that was actually watching. See, what's he going to do? He's not going to, is he?
Very surprised, but hey, you oblige them, and you made their day.
Oh, listen, some people held up numbers, other people just clapped. And
my defenses were down, so he had to take advantage of that, because I was so relaxed from the lovely treatment that we did have at the spa.
Well, taking advantage of women, of course, is something that I certainly enjoy doing. Yeah.
In any way, shape, or form.
Yes, I'm going to put that on your
Well, more
on
than
your tombstone.
Well, at least more than just my imagination, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a museum that I read just opening up. Actually, they've just got the funding around $500,000 from various government levels in Canada, the province of New Brunswick, and the federal government.
Yeah.
That you will have to visit, and it's in Florenceville, New Brunswick. Potato Museum, the New Brunswick Potato Museum. So I think that should be on our schedule for 2004.
Oh, certainly a chip off the old block, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, nearby the New Brunswick Potato Museum, there's also a museum further down in Maine, the Bell Telephone
That's
Museum.
Right.
Not by Bell itself, but
no.
Some of the old phone systems and the phone exchanges and things. And, of course, being the technical director here, I am also fascinated by all things technical, electronic, and all those doodads. So that's a museum I certainly intend to visit rather soon. Of course, trips to Maine are always fun, especially in the summertime, as not too long ago, our own Martin Lucas went down and did a fishing trip.
Fishing trip near Bethel, Maine, yes.
Yes, Bethel, Maine, where he discovered there was no Baptist Church. Bethel Baptist Church is actually here in Montreal.
It's always nice to get down to Maine to feast on those clams.
Oh, you mean the bearded ones? Yeah, no.
Fried ones.
The fried ones.
Well, where they invented the fried clam is down in the north of Boston area where you also were.
Woodman's
in Essex, yes.
Wasn't that in 1903, I think?
No, he didn't invent it in 1903.
That was the time of the first fried clam.
The fried clam. No, Fried clam. Oh, yes, of course.
I have my press kit there. Woodman's of Essex is a place that you want to drop by if you're traveling along the north shore of Boston. A lot of great things to see there from Rockport and Gloucester, Essex, Ipswich. A number of the most, up in Lactoral, I was watching a story on the CBS station out of Boston, WBZ. So we say that, Brian Kennemy shivers all over his body. But they were talking about some of the best beaches in New England, and one of them, Crane Beach in Ipswich, north of Boston area, made that list. So,
such a lovely area.
Best beaches. There's Plum Island and Newburyport, Salisbury Beach. Hey, a lot of great beaches in the north of Boston area.
Well, we certainly enjoy beaches. We are beach bums. And speaking of bums,
yes.
And washing and cleaning,
yes, and
what
beaches
a segue,
and,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
As we heard in every break, go and join Kurt. Say hello. Tell him Travel World sent you. Go see Kurt at the old police station for the car wash. Get your car washed. Maybe your mind too. No, maybe actually, if it was me, they'd probably wash my mouth out with soap. I know that.
Yeah, so and they'd have a great. They would pay
Hell,
you $5
for
the
privilege.
I would
do that.
It ain't soap, Ella. But
mark your calendars again for our visit to Southington on the 19th of September and 20th of September in Providence. And some of the telephone numbers we gave out earlier on the show, Ocean Place Resort and Spa, 1-800-411-6493, www.oceanplace.com. And Dwayne Overturf, training dogs in Southern California since 1978. His phone number is 818-999-3999, www.yourbestcompanion.com.
And another week has come and gone here on the Travel World Radio Show. And what's up for next week?
Well, next week I hop aboard Via Rail and head up north of Toronto, the York region. So we'll talk to you a bit about York region.
And of course, Via Rail, one of our favorite ways to travel. I'm a railroad fanatic.
Oh, yes. 4 hours from Montreal to Toronto, first class service, meal at your seat. Hey, what better way is there to travel? No hurry up to wait like you do on the aircraft between the two points.
And it's so relaxing.
Oh, you can read, you can look out the window, have a nap. Hey, something you can't do a lot of times on the airplane.
You bet. Well, we're going to see you next week. You're going to be up north, and take it easy on the Travel World Radio Show. Go get your car washed and tell them Travel World sent you, and then make sure you tell them to say hello to Charlie. Join us every morning, WXCT, for your morning show with Charlie Prophet. This is Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Happy traveling, everyone. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business, and we're interested.